Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect.
Good morning to you all. This is Bishop Deb coming to you live from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Today is Good Friday, and it's a solemn day for those of us who follow Jesus. It's the day on which we remember his death on the cross. And we do that through prayer and reflection and a reading of the account that led to his crucifixion. I remember years ago, when I was in Toronto at a parish, we had spent the whole day doing meditations on different aspects of Jesus' last hours. And we were sort of in this cocoon where every hour we would do something different, and we had music, we had somebody do a little reflection, we had another time, like an hour of prayer, we had a vigil. It was hours and hours of meditation, of really staying focused on what was going on that day, that Good Friday, that first Good Friday. And quite profound, you know, with spiritual insights, with that feeling. We fasted. It was all very deep and insightful. And I remember it was a beautiful April day, just like this one. And we finished and I went out into the world, and it was sunny after this sort of quiet space that we'd created with, you know, candles, and come out into the world. It was blindingly bright, and everybody's going about the day. They're raking, they're gardening, they're totally oblivious to the fact that, you know, for them it's a vacation day. For me, I had just been through a very unique and profound experience. So Good Friday is always a very strange day for those of us who do follow Jesus, because it's a day when we kind of grieve, when we get into that space of sadness and loss. Now, we know that that's not the end of the story. We know that Easter brings the miracle of the resurrection. But for today, we're called to stay in that place of sadness, that place of loss. We remember Jesus and his importance in our lives. I know perhaps a lot of people who are listening, I know a lot of people who've lost that connection with church, with the faith communities of their youth. And every year, Good Friday and Easter perhaps gets a little less about Jesus and a little more about family times and a nice long weekend. We might even have a special dinner on Easter Sunday, kind of tradition. But it's more about seeing our extended family, our friends, than celebrating Easter itself, God's gift to us in the resurrection, in the person of Jesus. That's okay, because as you sit around your table, giving thanks for each other, sharing time together, perhaps connecting for the first time in months, at the heart of it all, it's a celebration of love. And that, after all, is the message of Easter. And all the things in our relationships with God is about love. Love in its purest form. Now, as we get back to Good Friday, it certainly didn't feel that way to the disciples as they watched in horror as Jesus was arrested and taken to be sentenced. It didn't feel like love as he was mocked and tortured and given that heavy wood to carry to the place where he would die. It didn't feel like God was even there as the centurions nailed him to the cross, as the crowd taunted him as he hung before them. And as he breathed his last breath, those who loved him were broken and confused. From the cheers of Palm Sunday, as he was welcomed into Jerusalem as a king, to this terrible death of their beloved teacher and friend. The disciples were stunned. They were feeling like everything they'd worked for was now a total failure. It was in ruins. It had crumbled down around them with Jesus' death. And they were also terrified that those guards would come for them next. So in that moment, as they gazed at Jesus lifeless on the cross, everything seemed hopeless, and all seemed lost. Now, I know that we have experienced times in our own lives like this as well, when everything was bleak, when there seemed to be no chance of a happy outcome. We also know what it's like to lose someone whom we love, and how grief can overwhelm us like a blanket of darkness. We also know what it is like to feel afraid and worried. Where there is this kind of darkness and upset, it's really hard to see love shining through. The disciples couldn't see that God was about to transform the world through the death of Jesus. And they didn't know divine love's infinite power to turn everything upside down, to make that instrument of death a portal to life, darkness to light, tears to joy, separation to connection, death to life. On that first Good Friday, as Jesus made his way to the cross, he knew that something greater was being played out. As he asked God to forgive the people who had abused him and condemned him, as he gave his mother into the care and keeping of his friend John, as he comforted the criminal being crucified beside him, as he felt real pain and finally gave up his spirit. He did so because his trust in God was so complete. He gave up his life so that we would know, finally, the unlimited love of God to forgive and to reach out to us even today, even now, even as I speak these words. My friends, I am here to tell you that God's love for you is unconditional. We tend to only see our faults, our flaws, our mistakes. Enough people remind us of those things every day, don't they? We focus on our fears, our worries, our pain, our insecurities. We sometimes get lonely and lost. Sometimes we lose our place on the path. Many of us feel unworthy of love, undeserving. And many of us feel that our prayers are not heard, or that perhaps we're not important enough to God because we don't go to church. Or we may lead a life that isn't in line with what our church has taught us. On that first Good Friday, Jesus went to the cross willingly so that everyone, the whole world, would understand the power of God, of our loving Creator. We hear in John 3:16, we see that posted at sports events on posters, and it's something that we all know, we've all heard, John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he sent us Jesus so that we would not perish, but know that we have eternal life with God. But I tell you on this Friday, this Good Friday, that Jesus so loved God and us that he went to the cross in spite of his fears and his very human wish to avoid all that pain, to avoid the end of his life. He struggled with it greatly at the Garden of Gethsemane. He asked for the cup to pass, that there might be another way. But in the end, Jesus loved God so much that he said yes to the greater plan unfolding. Because he knew there had to be a Good Friday to have Easter. There has to be a death to have resurrection. There has to be darkness to appreciate the light. There has to be separation to know connection and love in its fullest capacity. there has to be remorse, repentance, to understand the power of forgiveness. Good Friday sets the stage for God's triumph on that day of resurrection that we call Easter. When the women come to the tomb and they find the stone rolled away and the presence of angels there, they know that's a sign there's something wonderful, something unthinkable at work. In our dark times, it's important to remember that all is never lost. God will break into our lives, into our hearts, surprise us with blessings and restoration, with healing, transformation, and unbounded love. This is the promise of Easter. This is the message of the good news that comes clear to us through the cross. There is no death. There is no separation. Jesus came to tell us, to teach us, to show us that with God all things are possible. All things. Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible. What appears to be real is only an appearance, and it can change in a blink. Circumstances can be transformed. Miracles do happen every day. Even now, even in our own lives. So today as you listen, think about your own life. Think about your worries, your fears, your concerns. Think about your hopes and your dreams. Think about Jesus embracing the greatest challenge of his life and understanding all that it means to live on this earth. He knows your trials. He knows your worries. He's lived it. Jesus knows the crosses that we carry. And also that we don't have to bear them ourselves. We can give them over because in truth, he's carried it for you. Remember, on this Good Friday, all is not as it seems. For the disciples, it appears like the end of all they've believed in. They're shocked, they're sad, they're afraid. And so too for us as we go through the challenges of our life. Things are happening under the surface though. Angels, unseen, are acting. Things are transpiring. God is working for good in every situation. And I promise you, we will come through the hard times with God's help. But what is required of us is trust. Even if it seems that the hardest thing of all is to trust. I've been there many times. When all is closing in around you and you're looking for a life rope, when you're feeling like you're in a pit and you're looking for that ladder, sometimes it's hard to see it. Even if it's because it's dark, you can't see it even in front of you. That's when trust is required. That's when faith is required. And when we trust that God's love can conquer all that wounds us, all that causes us pain, all that makes us afraid, all that concerns us, when we trust that God does love us so much, and that's why Jesus was sent to us, to show us the way, to teach us about the depth of that divine love, to prove to us that even death cannot separate us from that profound grace and mercy, then we can find new insight, new faith. We can grow a little more, knowing that we are Christ's own forever. We are the royal priesthood. We are the children of the Most High God who embraces us, who assures us that things will be all right. Even if we can't see a way, God does make a way. Every day we encounter those ups and downs, the hellos and goodbyes, the joys and challenges. We know that life can be unpredictable. But we need to remind ourselves to know in our heart of hearts, and this is faith, this is about faith, that God is steadfast, God is constant, God is always in our corner. We can turn away. We can go off with our life and make choices that draw us away from that love. But it's never God. God never turns God's back on us. God is always there, open arms, waiting to embrace us, waiting to welcome us, waiting to help us, waiting to answer our prayers, waiting to send us assistance. God is steadfast and constant. We may have a bad day, but with God working to help us, it can work out to be the best day ever. How many people have heard people say that have gone through a life-changing event, like, you know, a dread disease or something like an accident that has really set them back, really caused them to look at life? How many people have heard that kind of situation? People in that kind of situation say, it's the best thing that happened to me. I wouldn't want to go through it again, but boy, I am grateful for the experience. It's amazing, but it's truth. It can work out to be the best thing that has ever happened to us. In the valleys, we grow. In those times of struggle and challenge, we reach out and we find that we are met with strong hands that lead us forward. We know this because of Jesus and his love for us. We know this because we follow the one who taught us about this God of love. We know this because our lives have been transformed as we understand the gift that Jesus brings to us on this Good Friday. Let us pray. Gracious God, open my eyes that I may look upon the cross and see Jesus, not with the eyes of the world, but with the eyes of renewed faith and trust and insight. I give thanks for his love of you, for his trust in you even unto death. Inspire me in my faith, that I would overcome all the trials in my own life. In this time, I choose to lay down every burden, every worry, every one of my crosses at the foot of the cross of Christ, knowing that all of these things will be transformed for good. And Creator God, I ask for your blessing this day and every day. Amen. Well, I thank you for joining me on this Connection Point. I hope to be back tomorrow on Holy Saturday, the most holiest day of the year in my estimation, that time between life and death and life, before the miracle of Easter. So I invite you to join me then on Connection Point.
Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.